kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio ang mga kababayan nating nag-volunteer sa Pilipinas. Pwede nating sabihing nagbalikbayan, si Bradley Sales. Magandang araw, Bradley, dito sa Melbourne.
Good afternoon.
At syempre mula sa Queensland, si Lydia Hovero. Magandang araw sa iyo.
Magandang araw sa inyong dalawa.
Kamusta naman dyan sa Queensland ngayon?
It's beautiful one day, perfect the next.
Parang Melbourne, di ba, Bradley?
Similar.
So si Bradley ay, una sa lahat, lumaki ka dito sa Australia. Parents mo are both Filipino.
That's correct, yeah.
But dito ka na. So, medyo challenge ang Tagalog.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's very sharp.
But si Lydia, syempre, matatas pa rin mag-Tagalog.
Yeah, definitely. Taglish.
Taglish. Bradley, yeah. Lydia, kayo ay, yeah. You are both part of the Australian Volunteers Program.
It is, definitely.
Mm-mm.
So, una muna, Lydia, kung di ako nagkakamali, apat na balik ka nang nag-volunteer sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, exactly.
So, ano yung nag-inspire sa'yo una sa lahat na mag-volunteer nung pinakauna?
Going back to my roots, because I was in the States for quite a while, and I haven't been in the Philippines. So, I said, oh, might as well volunteer in Philippines because at least I can see my friends, you know, for free. They answer for your accommodation, they answer for your flights, insurances, and you have your monthly food allowance. So, what else can you ask for this volunteer work? So everything has just been, you know, given to you.
Pero kung di lang nagkakamali, kailangan mo mag-apply para dun sa volunteer position.
Definitely, yeah. With the skills that you are aware of na talagang skilled ka doon, you have your expertise to bring over to the country that you're volunteering in.
So sa kaso mo, Lydia, ano yung skill na pinresent mo para
marketing?
Marketing. So nag-volunteer ka para sa marketing?
Yes.
So, anong ginawa mo particular?
It is enterprise development. Tapos, you have to present different kinds of livelihood where all the persons with disabilities can really, you know, learn from you. Like preparing some candle making, venue preparation, yung mga ganon, nail services, and then how can they market their product? Like teaching them on social media platforms, teaching them how to do their business plans. Teaching them how to build brand awareness and different marketing techniques.
So, techie ka.
Uh-huh.
Kasi kailangan yun, di ba? Para dun sa marketing,
yeah.
Sa brand awareness.
Yeah. Because I took my master's in marketing here at Griffith University in Australia.
At Bradley, kakaiba yung volunteer mo. You volunteered, but then you volunteered from Australia. How did that work?
So, the assignment that I did was remote, and I looked for that intentionally through the actual program because I knew that I have to stay here in Australia. So just applied for it, and fortunately I was able to get that remote assignment. We could do everything from the laptop as long as you had an internet connection.
So what was it in particular?
So this role, I was partnered with an organization called the Global Green Growth Institute, and so that organization is primarily responsible for trying to find financing requirements for green infrastructure projects. So
funding.
Yeah, that's correct. Trying to find funding and establish, I guess, funding structures and different grants that we could pour into the actual project itself.
So yun ba yung day job mo? Is that your day job?
It's my day job is quite different, but there are similar sort of elements that I think when I got put on for the assignment they looked at. So my day job, I did engineering and I'm currently in asset management at the moment. So in asset management, there's a degree of finance that I think was helpful in the role and assignment that I did.
But you had to learn the funding language, funding application language.
Yeah, that's correct. I had to get more acquainted with that, and luckily I had really good supervisors. They helped me understand certain things, and a lot of it was sort of desk study research. You can figure things out as you go. Just Google, YouTube, ChatGPT.
So, bakit remote? Because pag pumunta ka sa Philippines, you would have to give up your job?
I think so, yeah. I've got a mortgage, I've got a wife, I've got all that stuff. So it's hard for me to, I think, quit and go there. But they were able to accommodate to me, which I really appreciate. So straight after full-time work, I would then move into volunteering, so for maybe on average about 10 hours a week. And luckily there's a bit of a time difference, so I think it was 3 hours at the time.
During summertime, so you're still ahead.
Yeah, that's right. I could have meetings, I think, in there when it was afternoon in the Philippines, and I was just able to accommodate to that, yeah.
And you could wake up early and do the thing before, and then by the time they get to work, you've done it.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I could work any time. Both jobs that I do, I can do from the laptop remotely, and that's what made it possible.
Lydia, ikaw, apat na ulit nag-volunteer.
Yeah.
So, bakit? Bakit apat na ulit? Pwede namang sabihin mong isa lang, nakatulong na ako, nakabigay
kasi
na.
Kasi, I enjoy the people. And I really, different regions have different cultures and traditions. And then you can discover everything, you know, the differences in every region. Like in Bicol, it's different food, they still practice mano-mano, while in other regions, halik-halik na lang, you know. Yeah, so that's one thing. I want to discover the differences in every region. That's why I did different kinds of volunteer work.
At nagawa mo to dahil nag-retire ka na?
Yes, yes.
Kasi kung hindi, kailan mong mag-resign, hindi ba? Dahil 9 months, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. And then I was in Vanuatu for 6 months. And then in PNG, I just finished mine in PNG for 9 months. And then I'm flying on 10th of January for Tonga.
Ah, alis ka uli?
Yeah. I'm going to Tonga this January 10.
So, maliban sa Pilipinas, nag-Vanuatu ka, nag-PNG, yes. Tapos punta ka ng Tonga next year.
Tonga, yes. Mga South Pacific Islands.
Meron bang dapat pagbalik mo, ganitong buwan, magpapahinga ka muna, o pwede ka mag-apply uli?
Because the processing of the application takes a long time, like 4 months, because you have undergo first aid certificate, you have to submit that. You also have to submit international police clearance, you still have to submit your dental cert, your eye examination certifications, and different medical clearances, so that at least you can be considered in that position. So it takes time, like 4 months. So there's a lap.
Hindi ka ba napapagod? Kasi sabi mo, retired ka na, so dapat babiyahe-biyahe ka na lang, bisitahin mo yung mga pamilya mo.
Yeah, but it's very different, you know? When you try to emerge in that particular culture and traditions and discover all the kinds of people with really very helpful in upskilling you and sharing everything now, like their skills. Ganun din ako, I share my skills and I don't force the skills that I've learned in Australia. I cater it to the kind of skills that they wanted to, like in Tonga, it's like pearls, development of the pearl industry. So kailangan yung mga pearl practices in the Philippines. Dala-dala mo rin yun.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, hindi mo, ibibigay mo lang sa kanila how it is, like sharing of skills lang. So, hindi mo talaga i-colonize yung kanilang practices.
So, may exchange na nangyayari.
Yeah, exchange of skills, yeah.
Is that what
it's
happened?
It's really a partnership.
Is that what happened to you, Bradley? Because you said coming into the volunteer position, you were kind of new to it.
Yeah, in that particular field, I was quite new. One thing that I think we did share primarily was just contacts. So that particular organisation is always keen to establish good relationships with other countries. Australia, fortunately, has a lot of different grant programs and partnerships that they're trying to establish with Southeast Asia. So one thing that I think they found very valuable was the organisations and institutions that are looking to work with Southeast Asian countries, including the Philippines, on developing infrastructure projects.
But your work is kind of isolating because you're just in front of the laptop all the time and it was all paperwork, bureaucracy. Did you feel isolated?
I think here and there. I'm just used to that kind of work now too, I think. Just throughout COVID when I had a full-time job, a lot of the work is done remotely, so I think I just got used to it. I did meet with my supervisors at least once a week to have conversations about the project and setting action items, and then we'd meet up again to discuss that. I did actually meet them in real life at the end of the assignment. So I went to the Philippines after it, got to meet everyone, and that was really, really good. So one of the best opportunities to connect.
What was it like going back home to the Philippines and not seeing them in person, talking to them in person?
That was really good. And we try to make, at least myself and my family, my wife now, we do try to make that yearly trip to the Philippines. So good to reconnect with, obviously, your cultural roots. But meeting them was fantastic, very friendly. It was, you know, you meet people online. It is slightly different compared to meeting them, I guess, in the flesh. So it was really good to, I guess, enhance the relationship.
So this was in Manila?
Correct, yeah, Manila.
And what was it like working with Filipinos? Because you grew up here in Australia, so it's a different culture, isn't it?
It is, yeah, that's correct. It was, I would say, because I grew up with a lot of Filipinos, even from the Philippines here in Australia, I would say that I was, to some extent, quite already acquainted with the culture. So there are subtle differences, I think, in communication and, I guess, norms in the workplace that I kind of had to pick up on. But I think overall it was okay. It was good.
What made you decide to volunteer? Because you already have a full-time job. As you said, yeah. You couldn't give up your full-time job because you had financial responsibilities. So what made you take that extra, instead of like on a summer's day, go to St. Kilda Beach?
Yeah. I've thought about that question a lot as well. I think a variety of different reasons. The first one was just because I'm currently going through a bit of a what am I doing with kind of my career, trying to figure that out more. And one sort of parameter that I use to measure or I guess use to make decisions is the work that you do contributing towards the cause that you care about. And one thing that I find myself curious and something that I do care about is the Philippines and the climate change issues and situation at the moment. It's quite severe, I'd say. And I think taking on this volunteering opportunity was just, I wanted to do it because I wanted to help in that way. I got given a lot in terms of my education and growing up here. So I just found it as a way of giving back.
Lydia, ikaw, yes. Ano ang pinaka-interesante o unforgettable na lugar na nag-volunteer ka?
PNG. Sabi sa Philippines lang or with the different countries.
Sa lahat. So PNG, Tonga, Vanuatu. Yeah.
Because, you know, PNG is a very risky place to live in. There are lots of criminalities, so that's really safe. So we are a cordoned security and a driver. We could not really go out on our own. Yeah, so it's very challenging. You cannot take public transport or be alone in the street.
Anong maraming Pinoy sa PNG, hindi ba?
Marami. Even in Vanuatu, marami.
So, nakilala mo rin siya?
Anlaki na Filipino community sa PNG. Actually, we have balikbayan boxes also for warders to Philippines. Marami talaga. And then, listening to Filipino television series, alam na nila yung mga artista sa atin. Yeah.
So, parang hindi ka rin nalayo sa Pilipinas.
Yeah. Pero, we are really very isolated. Nasa loob lang kami talaga ng compound. Kasi it's really very dangerous.
So, bakit mo nilalagay yung sarili mo sa ganung sitwasyon? Pwede namang mag-volunteer sa mas ligtas na lugar. Bakit mo pinili yung PNG?
The Australian government will not, you know, they will just allow you to go out with maximum security. They will really tell you when you can go out or not. So, you're safe still if you follow directions and preventions. You're still safe. Pero yun nga lang, limited nga lang yung ano mo.
Galaw mo.
Paglabas-labas mo. Mm-hmm.
So, pinlano mo ba to na pag-retire ko, mag-volunteer ako ng mag-volunteer?
Yeah, I have to give back. I came from a very poor family and everybody just, you know, they're really very well off now. Ako lang yung hindi. So, I have to give it back. Pagbabayad ng utang na loob.
Sa Australia at sa mga biyayang natanggap mo.
Oo, that's very, it's God's grace.
Hanggang kailan mo to gagawin, Lydia?
As long as I can walk and they can really admit me with the insurance that I need para makalabas, I'm gonna do it. So another 5 months? 5 years?
Wow! Another 5 years!
Yeah, I wanna go to South Africa after Tonga.
Adventurous ka siguro talaga.
Yeah. IS.
So, ano naman ang natutunan mo sa pag-volunteer mo?
A lot. Emerging into a culture sa different countries is really like a treasure. Something that you cannot really buy. You have a lot of friends, international friends at that, who, you know, parang mga apo ko na. Parang mga apo ko, oh, Lola. They call me Lola. Kahit mga tiga-PNG sila, they call me Lola, how are you? You know, you're very secure sa kahit saan ka pumunta. Parang feeling mo ganon. Kasi there's a blessing eh. Honestly, there's a blessing if you do good and then they give it to you in thousandfold. The goodness that you give.
So Lydia, sinabi mo ang tawag nila sa'yo ay Lola. So pwede ba nating sabihin kung how young are you?
74.
Wow, so 74 years old, nagvo-volunteer yes. pa rin. At sabi nila, di ba, learning new things keeps you young.
Very true. Totoo yan. You must never stop learning. You must continue learning and educating yourself. Because if not, your brain will get stagnant, the brain cells will die, and definitely you'll be ending in the nursing home, which I don't want to happen for myself.
Bradley, nakikita mo ba yung sarili mo na magvo-volunteer muli?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I will. I think it'll just have to... I'd like to go and do the in-country one this time, like Lydia's done. I'll just have to make sure that I prepare enough. Like
leave.
Finances, leave, all of that. So,
maraming salamat, Lydia,
maraming
sa panahon mo.
Sa'yo. Thank you very much, ha? Huh? Okay.
Nice to
Thank
meet you.
Nice to meet you, Brad. I hope to see you in Melbourne.
Hopefully.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.